Hello and welcome to NewsHour from the BBC World Service. We're coming to you live from London. I'm James Menendez. And we're going to start straight away today in Ethiopia, where international efforts to try to find a diplomatic resolution to the conflict in the Tigray region seem to be falling in on deaf ears. The Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has described them as unwelcome and unlawful interference. Well, that rejection comes just hours before his ultimatum for Tigrayan forces to surrender is due to expire, with reports that his troops are poised to launch an assault on the regional capital, Mekele. So what is the situation there now? It is hard to get in touch with people in the city. Communications are intermittent. But shortly before we came on the air, we did get through to Daniel Bahane, the founder of an online news site for the region called Horn Affairs.
Everybody's worried what happens next. People are not leaving town in mass. There are still several services, shops, restaurants. Several of them are closed, like boutiques, luxury shops. That most of the basic shops and restaurants are open. There is not much traffic on the street due to shortage of fuel, and also because there is not much business currently. There's not much work, but people are walking on the streets. They are concerned about their family and what happens next, because there's a tension, or what you call a cloud of war.
And you say that people aren't leaving town. There have been some reports of people trying to escape the city. Is that not definitely not the case then?
Well, there is no need to escape. The Abiy Ahmed and the Eritrean troops are very far away from Mekele. It's not like the city is surrounded and you need to escape. So I guess I would imagine several people would go to their relatives or to their family, because there is expectation that Abiy, he might bomb the city, the residential areas. So people are afraid. So some might choose to go out to the rural area or to adjacent cities. But the majority of people are here. There's no mass movement.
But people must be afraid, though, of what might happen in the next few days.
Yes. They are very afraid. Because in several cities, Ethiopian troops and Eritrean troops have been looting, raping women, and shooting indiscriminately. And the soldiers, they enter every place after heavy fighting.
And is there any evidence for that? Or is that rumors that are being spread about what might happen?
For example, aid workers' presence in Shira, they will tell you the same thing. Shira is a major town near Aksum. Aid workers, they will confirm that to you. These are not simply rumors.
What do people in Tigray, what do they want? Do they want to be independent from Addis Ababa?
No, it's just self-rule, just the way it's written in the constitution.
Just one other question to clarify. I mean, from where you are there any signs of a military build-up, any signs of what might happen in the next few days?
Around Mekele, there is no military build-up. Of course, I don't know from Tigray side, but from Ethiopia or Eritrea side, they are not anywhere near Mekele. At least they are 100 kilometers away or something, and they are busy fighting.
So there are no soldiers on the streets in Mekele, for example?
That's the interesting part. I didn't see even Tigrayan troops on the street here. So maybe they're outside on the mountains. But normally you don't see much soldiers in the middle of Mekele, and currently there is none.
Daniel Bahane speaking to me from Mekele. Let's talk to our Africa editor, Mary Harper, who joins me now on the line. And Mary, just first of all, on this issue of people leaving, we had heard Daniel Bahane there saying that people weren't leaving the city, but thousands of people have left Tigray region, haven't they?
Yes, more than 40,000 people, according to the United Nations, have fled Tigray into neighbouring Sudan. So we definitely have got a movement of people. But it's interesting listening to Daniel Bahane, because I was also speaking to some people in Mekele today, and they were saying the same thing, that some people were staying at home, some people were moving to neighbouring sort of rural areas, but they said there was absolutely no mass movement of people out of the city, in spite of the few hours that they've got left before the Ethiopian federal government says it's going to launch an assault on the city Mekele, and that it will show no mercy, in its words, for the Tigrayan forces there.
And Mary, just explain to us, what is the Ethiopian government's aim in all this?
Well, the Ethiopian government basically sees this crisis not as a war, which many people would describe it as a war or a conflict. They see this as a sort of, they say the Tigrayan leadership are criminals, a criminal junta is how they describe them. And they say that they're involved in a domestic law enforcement exercise, is their words, to dismantle them, to get rid of them, because they, in the eyes of the Ethiopian federal authorities, have broken the law by holding elections when they weren't supposed to, and according to the Ethiopians, attacking Ethiopian federal troops in Tigray. So they are framing it as a criminal problem, not a military problem. But the situation on the ground looks very much like a war, at least as most people would understand it to be.
The Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, of course, a winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. Why is he so reluctant to listen to outside powers and heed those calls for some sort of diplomatic effort, resolution?
I think because he sees this in a very different light. He sees this as an internal matter for the Ethiopians to deal with, because he sees these people as criminals, and therefore all calls from the African Union, the United Nations and others for some sort of negotiated way out of this problem and a ceasefire to stop the fighting that has killed hundreds and caused tens of thousands to flee. He just doesn't see it like that, and so he's ignoring them. And in fact, African Union is sending three former heads of state to Ethiopia today to try to convince him to negotiate some way out of this problem. But he says he will receive them, but he will pay absolutely no heed to their calls for ceasefire or negotiations.
Mary, thank you very much indeed. Our Africa editor, Mary Harper, joining us live there. We're going to turn to Hong Kong now, and further signs today that this special administrative region of China is moving ever closer into Beijing's orbit. Today, the chief executive, Carrie Lam, gave her annual policy statement, delayed so she could go